Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. A new grandson, Noah.
Indeed. Noah Elan Blodgett. We actually met him yesterday. His mother is happy. He's happy. His father's happy. And, of course, we're all delirious. And it's this tiny, tiny little thing. And all you do is you sit there and you look at it. You say, oh, God, this is too much.
Mazel tov to you and the whole family. It's a wonderful, wonderful event. Well, let's turn to political news. Caroline Kennedy Allen, after endorsing President Barack Obama in 2008, says she's now going to back Hillary Clinton in a run for president.
Well, she's a smart lady. We've always known it. Ambassador to Japan. And it makes sense. I think that Hillary lost to Barack Obama. But now I think many of the people who backed Obama are saying, okay, all of the polls show that Hillary is our best chance, is what they are saying. And we want her to win. And we're going to endorse her because we don't want the Democrats to lose power. And so Caroline Kennedy is doing what she has to do to cement that relationship. Makes a lot of sense, both from a political point of view and in terms of where her head is at this moment.
And how about Jeb Bush? We heard that Mom, Barbara Bush, didn't really want him to run in 2016, and now we're hearing from the younger Neil Bush that H.W. says, yes, run.
H.W. being, of course, the first President Bush, and wants him to run and wants to keep it in the family. Makes a great deal of sense. Look, this is a dynasty, or as they say in England, a dynasty, as we say here. And, you know, the Bushes and the Clintons and the Kennedys, no matter what we say about this country, where everybody has a chance, and Barack Obama is a good example of that. Family name counts a lot. Look at Andrew Cuomo. A lot of people voted for him because they associated him with his father. And there is something to be said for having a name. It puts you to the head of the class. Now, every poll shows that Hillary is ahead, that the Bushes are popular. And that's simply because people have name recognition, know them, and say, well, they're comfortable with the performance on either side, either party.
Alan, big news this morning. A court has voided New York's cap on super PACs. A federal judge overturned yesterday the cap on contributions to independent political action committees, saying it violates the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that allows unlimited spending in elections. Surprise.
Yeah, no surprise there. You know, when you're an appeals court judge or a member of the federal judicial system, you do what the Supreme Court says you do. And by 5-4, we know in several decisions that court has said use whatever money you want in any way you want, because basically what it does is it allows freedom of expression. And money is freedom of expression. Corporations are people. As long as that majority is 5-4, that is the way that it's going to be. The corporatization of America goes on, and we see it, and this means it's alive, well, and healthy.
From political observer Alan Chartok joining us. And Alan, welcome to our new WAMC member, Noah Elan.